رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اغفر علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. How many of you, respected brothers and sisters, heard about the great داعي رحمه الله عبد الرحمن الصميت? How many of you just raise up your hands? Less than 10%. I hope after my khatra, 100% of you, you go to Hajj Google. You know Hajj Google? Huh? Sheikh Google. Just write his name in Arabic and English and read about him. This is a phenomenal figure. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sumait is a Kuwaiti doctor. He passed away, rahimahullah, just I think maybe two years ago or less. Lived above 70. He spent most of his life, if I'm not mistaken, about 50 years of his life in Africa. As a doctor, taking care of the people, giving medicine, giving them the treatments, and making dawah as well. He saved the lives of hundreds of thousands of children. And he managed to collect millions and millions of dollars to feed millions of people for tens of years. To the best of my knowledge, that he was the main reason of converting to Islam, just guess how? 11 millions. 11 million African brothers and sisters, they came to Islam because of him, for about, I think, 50 years. Now, look, he left Kuwait, and you know, when we say Kuwait, what does it mean in terms of richness and luxurious life? He left Kuwait, and he lived in many African countries, making da'wah and taking care of the people. I need you just to know this, to tell you the story about this person, because if I told you the story without knowing who's the person, basically will not have that value. And I urge you, please, when you have free time, go and read about him. And for those who know Arabic, which is maybe most of you, he has a lot of YouTube clips about his troubles. One of the greatest stories I read about more than 10 years says, once while, even though he was dedicated to da'wah, yet look what happened with him. He said, once I received an invitation from someone, said there's a village inside the, you know, the jungles inside, they would love to hear about Islam. And they sent me, if you don't mind, please come with me, they would love to hear. Okay, the village was in the middle of nowhere, to a degree that after using the car with a, you know, a certain distance, maybe you can use donkeys and mules. After that, nothing can let you reach to the village unless you're walking. That's it. No ways at all. Not even mules and donkeys can walk there. It's very difficult. And the road, part of the road, is very dangerous. To a degree, he said, I was right reading, he said, easily you can find a crocodile next to you. Easily, huge snake that can, you know, squeeze you or kill you. You know, Africa contains amazing things. He said, after 4 hours of traveling, which was really very difficult, we reached the village. Then they were enthusiastic to listen to me. They said, okay, shall we gather the village? They said, wait, let me have just some rest. Okay, they gave me a place just to have a, you know, just to lay my body for half an hour or something like that. Then they will gather the village. Look what happened now. He said, once I closed my eyes, I want to take this kind of rest, Mr. Iblis came. You know Mr. Iblis? Satan. He said, Satan came to me and somehow he managed to get into my heart. And the exact word that as I read, he said, فَجَاءَنِ الشَّيْطَانُ وَوَسْوَسَ لِي وَقَالَ لِي يَا عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ مَنْ فَعَلَ فِعْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Wow. Look, إحباط العمل. He said, wow, عبد الرحمن, who has done something similar to what you do in all Muslims? No one on earth is like you. Wow, you are doing a great job. You know, being proud of yourself, which could lead to what we call in Arabic, إحباط العمل. The whole ajr that you might be collecting could at simple moment be collapsed, completely destroyed. Because it's one of the types of shirk, because you are, wal-iyadu billah, you are removing Allah from the equation that He is, who has the fadl, you know, upon you, and you put yourself instead of, or you put yourself with Allah. I don't have any kind of favor, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, al-muhim, Satan managed to come to me. I started whispering, "You have done something great. You are the great person. No one whispers." He said, "You know, I could not, I could not escape from his whispering. I decided to stop my rest because once I close my eye, he is attacking." So, جيب ده كمل قصة أقول لونج تايم نو سي. You see, he said, "I wanted to escape from the attack of Iblis against me. I just stopped my rest and I started having like a, walking, around the village till the time of gathering then comes." Here comes our focus point. He said, "While I was just walking around a few tens of meters, I saw a number of young kids, very dirty, their smell, the insects and the flies around them, with very beautiful young girl, white girl with blonde hair, around 20 years, playing with them, taking care of them, pulling the water from the well to them." And then I asked, "Who is this lady or this girl?" They told me she is a Christian missionary from Switzerland who has been there in the village since 6 months in that area, okay? So no electricity, no clean water, nothing at all, no electricity, nothing at all that you can ever imagine from what we are enjoying. 6 months. Then at that moment, he was looking at himself, how Shaitan, hear my point, he was blaming himself how the Shaitan managed to leak into his heart in some kind from weakness point just by efforts of 4 hours of walking and delivering a speech and coming back to his, place of, staying, while subhanAllah, someone else, like, and the story is finished. Now my comments on that. Do you think that 20 years old lady from Switzerland came to Africa because of poverty in Switzerland? You think? Because, do you think what motivated her, basically, she was looking for a husband, for example? Do you think that what motivated her, she was not able to have a luxurious life in Switzerland and therefore definitely at that village she will find it? Any human, mathematical, physical reason can push her to go there? Just give me one reason, depending on materialistic measurements. One reason. No electricity. Full of viruses, germs, microbes. No clean water. No ACs, no houses, nothing at all. What motivated here is just faith. Just faith. So it's a good lesson for us. Sometimes, by the way, all people, they know that the most powerful motivation for the action of the people basically is faith. And I believe we should be proud in the faith that we have. Don't we? Shouldn't we be proud or not? I think this faith should motivate us to let the priority of in our actions to be motivated by faith for the sake of what faith considers as priority. Taking consideration from this story, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa sallallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala an yarzuqana juhdahu wa ikhlasahu. May Allah give us his sincerity and inshallah, millions of people, millions of whom daily basis they make dua for him. Inshallah, may Allah let us be like this great person. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.